Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Standing firm against Satan's schemes. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11:14. If you had the task of devising clever schemes to deceive people about the person and program of God, what dirty tricks would you suggest? Perhaps you would start a God can't be trusted campaign, or you'd encourage people to procrastinate with their souls, or you'd spread the lie that Christians don't enjoy life. Sadly, all of these schemes and countless others have been used by the father of lies and his demons. The need has never been greater for Christians who can stand tall against Satan's deceitful attacks, as Martin Luther points out. Walk with Martin Luther, whose study of the scripture sparked the Reformation in Germany in the 1500s. The person who takes to heart the lesson that Christ hurts when the heart of a Christian is sad or frightened has won half the battle. For when I get to know the enemy who wants to frighten and depress me, I already have solid ground on which I can stand against him. The devil disguises himself as an angel of light, but this is a sign by which we may recognize him. He creates a timid, frightened, troubled conscience. False teachers cannot comfort or make happy a timid conscience. They only make hearts confused, sad, and melancholy, so that people are gloomy and act sad. This, however, is nothing but the deception of the devil, who delights to make hearts fearful, cowardly, and timid. To be sure, a Christian leads a life that has much suffering and many temptations on the outside. Nevertheless, he can have a confident, happy heart toward God and can expect the best from him. Today's New Testament reading is 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 through 15.
2 Corinthians 11. I hope you will put up with me in a little foolishness. Yes, please put up with me. I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I promised you to one husband, to Christ, so that I might present you as a pure virgin to him. But I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. For if someone comes to you and preaches a Jesus other than the Jesus we preached, or if you receive a different spirit from the spirit you received, or a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it easily enough. I do not think I'm in the least inferior to those super apostles. I may indeed be untrained as a speaker, but I do have knowledge. We have made this perfectly clear to you in every way. Was it a sin for me to lower myself in order to elevate you by preaching the gospel of God to you free of charge? I robbed other churches by receiving support from them so as to serve you. And when I was with you and needed something, I was not a burden to anyone. For the brothers who came from Macedonia supplied what I needed. I have kept myself from being a burden to you in any way and will continue to do so. As surely as the truth of Christ is in me, nobody in the regions of Achaia will stop this boasting of mine. Why? Because I do not love you? God knows I do. And I will keep on doing what I am doing in order to cut the ground from under those who want an opportunity to be considered equal with us in the things they boast about. For such people are false apostles, deceitful workers, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising, then, if his servants also masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve.
For the first half of his life, Luther lived like the very people he describes, afraid of God, dismayed by life. But once he understood the grace of God, Luther's fears gave way to a contagious exuberance that God would use to transform a continent. Don't be deceived by an angel of light. Instead, fall at the feet of the light of the world and discover that life is worth living.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.